Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Keeping it real with the ride.
Yes, yes. Here today to
part two. Part two. Woo!
A word.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for blessing us.
Thank you, Lord.
That you're in our life, in our health, and in our right mind.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Oh,
wonderful.
Yes.
God is good, and I promise you, He is good all the time. Sometimes you might think you're alone, but I can promise you, you are not alone. God, He has got you. And, you know, I hope you guys enjoyed that word. That word. Flesh has got to die. And last week, you know, we talked about flesh has got to die. We talked about you've got to be born again. So we're going to continue on because flesh has got to die. And you guys go on that spiritual walk. It's a spiritual journey. You know, salvation is a spiritual journey. And again, we're coming from Romans 8:8. It says, so then they are in the flesh, cannot please God. So our question to you today is, are you walking in the spirit or are you walking in flesh? Are you on the spiritual journey? So here we go, part two. And as the last time, I will say it once again. There comes a time in your life when you make a decision as to which path that you are going to go down. And when you make decisions, make a decision to which path, you know, you can choose to walk with God, but you must allow flesh to die. Flesh, period. Yes, you know, this is a decision that you got to be sincere on. You know, and if you're sincere, the decision gets easier. So once again, without your pen and your paper, because it's time to engulf yourself in spiritual teaching, because the Bible says that in John 3:6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. The words that I in life, you must be born again. There's no doubt about it. No doubt whatsoever. You cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven without being born again spiritually. And the only way to be born again spiritually is to go through Jesus Christ. Because Romans 8:8 says, so they that are in the flesh cannot please God. You cannot please God in the fleshly body. It is your spirit that pleases God. Because this body is so that it will, so it's going to attempt to do what it wants to do. It's on a war against the spirit. That's what it is. Romans 8 and 9 says, but we are not in the flesh, if so that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the, if you are not taking on Jesus, you don't belong to Jesus. You don't belong to God. You are not in, you are still in the flesh. Romans 8 and 12 says, therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. That means man, woman, boy, girl. Brother means all of us. All of us. For we live after the flesh, we shall die. But if we through the spirit, we mortify the deeds of the body, we shall live. But here we got to get it. It don't mean that we got to walk around all day crying, holy, holy, holy to Jesus, and beating everybody over the head, trying to make them believe in Jesus. No, it just means we first we start with us. We get our action. And you walk on by the holy to Jesus. And you let the Holy Spirit lead God and direct you. And then as you go about, you plant little seeds. You plant little seeds of Jesus as you go. So is your other people alive. What's the word?
If you got to act together, you'll know when to say those.
Amen.
The Spirit will tell you when to say those. When to say those. You know, you have to say anything to you. The Holy Spirit.
Commit the difference. And this will be in the verses to you. And just that word, just that could turn it over. You must be born.
You know, I guess, it's just, almost.
Imitating.
Yeah. And he said something that a lot of times, you know, he would say, pray for me.
Huh.
You know, what you want me to pray for me for?
God, I didn't know.
If
I
wasn't
such an agree with you, then I didn't know.
I need to know what you want me to pray for you. So, you know, you can come back and say, did I know if my prayer worked or not?
That's
right. Because I know what I was praying for.
That's right.
You know.
That's right.
Yeah, so that's very, very, you know, pray for my healer. You know what I'm saying? You know, you're having a conversation with someone and you're talking about a child, husband, or wife, or whatever, you know. And you're praying for your marriage. You know what I'm saying? Or praying for that child to come off of
streets, off the drugs.
Yeah, off the drugs and stuff.
Bad,
you know? But you need to
name it.
That's right.
Put a name.
Put a name on it. You know. So you can give God
the glory.
Yeah.
God will get the glory.
You go.
You know, we got to give God the glory. Romans 9:3. For I could wish that myself were cursed himself for my brother, my kinsman, born to the flesh. And we sit down and verse 5, who are the fathers and of who as the third of the flesh Christ came, who is over all God, blessed forever. Jesus is over us. flesh has got to die. We got to be born of the Spirit. And we got to, when we take on Christ, when we allow Christ to lead us, to guide us, and to direct us, to direct our hearts, I promise you, your life is better. Your turn on it may seem dark and dreary, but that's the enemy. He wants you to feel alone. Jesus will never leave you or forsake you. Well, he's just not going to leave you alone. In Romans 9:8, it says, they which are of the children of the flesh, the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. Meaning, those of us that are born here, those of us that are born of the Spirit, we are Abraham. We are adopted into the family. Because now we are walking after the Spirit, not after the flesh. Easy to put flesh to death. I'm going to say, I struggle. I've been when I drank, cursed. I remember when I was smoking those slim cigarettes. You know, God had to clean me up. He cleaned me up inside and out. So, I had a lot of medical issues to allow flesh to die. So, not always my will. I've been wanting to give up an early morning person. That's because I stay up. By the time I saw something getting up, I was trying to go to bed. I've gotten better. So, that's the flesh is it. I noticed that my thing cannot get accomplished the things that God wants me to accomplish. So now when I need to be up making phone calls and going, now I'm sleeping in the bed. I have to say that. Now, I'm used to fasting. And the fasting we're going is easy fast. Because when I was in mission, we didn't have no easy fast. I was saying fast, we fast, that means no food. We got to have a little bit. But all the time, flesh don't want to come under subjection. All of a sudden, you want to get hungry.
Every time.
You know, all of a sudden, I want coffee. I would drink coffee. I love some coffee. I love some tea. But during the fast time, all of a sudden, I want coffee. Flesh has got to die. I mean, and that's just like one of the ways flesh has got to die. One or two. And sometimes, I like to watch TV. And I do watch TV. I like to be in the series. If I'm going to watch one episode, I think I don't need to see them. I have to tell flesh, today, you know, if we will watch the series, we're going to put on some gossip, or we're going to put on Kenneth Hagin or some Jesse to play this. You know, we're going to put on something that will feed the spirit. Let me go find Apostle Jackson. Let me go find Pastor Tom. Let me go find our CD. And we're going to put up, you know, we're going to put the flesh under subjective. Flesh has got to die. Your flesh dies comes in different ways. You know, it don't always necessarily be food. It could be lying. It could be cheating. It could be stealing. Gossiping, mother, it could be any of those things.
Every now and then I can be riding down the road and look up and see somebody smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
And want one.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, but thank God I have that faith that all I have to do is just say, Lord, take this away from
you.
You
know? Thank you.
And it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, next month or two, it might happen again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I have that faith now that it might happen, but I don't have to do it just because I can get urged.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
mm-hmm.
you start walking with God and walking in faith and, you know, things like it's going to come easier to over, you know,
yeah.
and the walk will get easier because you know
yeah.
and you have that faith that you know that all you got to do is just say, Lord, help. And it's there. It's gone.
Well, happen.
Yep.
You know, what we desire is for you to have a personal relationship.
Yes.
That's how we do this. You know, that's why we come on air and speak. Neither one of us wants to really truly be in front of the camera. But God gave us this. God gave us this, and this is our charge. You know, we said we were real invested. We said, Lord, I'll go where you want me to go. I'll do what you want me to do. I'll stay with you on my bed. There I am. Listen. Guess what?
Woo! You just never know what God is going to do. So when you say it,
God knows.
You better mean it.
Yeah.
And
because thank God, no, we wasn't. We not there. We not the waiting time type. You know, we don't. We really have a problem. We do. We have a problem with study asking people to do study. You know.
Impatient.
Yeah.
You know. Wait, know that God said I can have my heart. I know that God said I can have this, my heart now.
Yeah.
Now I believe in now faith.
Right.
You know,
right. But.
Everything don't come right now.
Right.
But I believe in now faith.
When is now?
Now faith? Now.
Right now.
Now, faith is telling me things up for the evidence of things I see. And guess what? I don't see it, but I believe it. I don't see you, but I believe you're listening. I don't see your salvation, but I believe God to do what he said he would do and save you if you want to be saved.
Amen.
You know, I didn't see my salvation. I didn't see my husband's salvation. No. I just see it, and I did not. The significance, the true significance of being born again. See, I guess maybe this is why God laid this on my heart so much. Because children, we come up in church, and we go to church because Mama make us go to church. We serve on the usher board, and we serve in the finance committee. We do all these things. Mama make us. You know. Well, we got to get together, God. So we sit in church, playing church, and we don't really have it within us yet, and that's why. So many of us, when we're young, we leave out of church and go into the world because we look at, they made me go. They made me. And we just can't wait to get free. And you know what? That could be you. Well, I'm going to tell you, thank you. Don't try to know Jesus through your mama. See your daddy, see your husband, see your wife, to your boyfriend, to your girlfriend, to your sister and brother. Know Jesus through yourself, through your own personal relationship. And know that He loves you. And He will stand at the door and knock you. And you know what? He is such a gentleman. He will not knock that door down. He will stand it and it's real. He will not force the question. Now, wherever that you're going, you know, whatever will hurt you, maybe somebody wrong you. You just can't let it go.
This is mama, parents, yeah. Truth to that child.
Yeah.
Don't stop. Now, you don't want to go, okay? You grown, you got your own mind, you think you're grown, but you keep sending that child. You not playing that scene, you keep letting
others,
people in the church, that church family, keep letting them plant that seed in that child. Keep letting them plant that seed, you know? Just like with me. My mother didn't go all the time. My grandmother was running the business. She didn't go. You know, my grandfather, he was there. He, most of the time, he opened up the church in New Orleans. He came out of the church. You know, and, but my mom, during her lifetime, she made me go every Sunday. You know, if the church doors open, I was there.
Yes, yes.
You know,
yes.
I was there. And so you keep sending that child.
Yeah.
And then that seed you planted into
yeah.
it, you know, and they'll come back to it. Oh, yeah, they might get out there and straight,
oh, yeah.
But they coming back to it, you know, because
yeah.
it's that seed is there. But if you ain't never made them go or truck them, then they don't have no seed. They don't have nothing to fall back on. They don't know.
Foundation.
Know, so that's what it's all about. Build
right.
that foundation.
Just like as I was gonna mean, you know, I had the foundation and I didn't understand it. Couldn't wait to get out of church without a force. But when they say when you get older, it will not be tough. It will not be tough for you. Because it's embedded deep down inside. You know, I remember, driving down the street crying, it's beating up on me, and God let me know. No, my God, I'm home. It's those songs that your grandma taught you, those songs that you sing that keep yourself clean. I can, when children, yeah, and those old hymns that we laugh at, we don't understand. Those are actually prayers. And I'm singing certain ones all the time, not even realizing that I've been singing to Jesus.
And a lot of those old songs, especially the refrain, they came up from slavery.
Yes.
That's what,
yes.
That's
yes.
what, that's the background of a lot of those songs.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
they came
yes.
up through slavery. That's how they got through.
Yeah.
You know, and also talk to each other in a way.
Yeah.
But that's how they made it. That's how they got through.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
And then that's another thing about, you know, for 20-some years, 22 years, 25, or about 30 years, really,
mm-hmm.
I worked in the Jewish community.
Mm-hmm.
And they did not want their kids to forget.
Yeah,
you know
they don't. Hey, they don't let them.
No.
They don't let them.
No way.
And it's everything around that.
Yeah.
You know, every meal that they eat, the prayers that they do, everything they teaching. Of what should be celebrated and should not be celebrated, and why it should be celebrated.
as Christians, we tend to keep the things of the world. And a lot of the holidays that we celebrate.
Yeah, but that ain't good. That's not.
But
where I'm going.
But that's why I'm going to the planet.
No, I'm going into this history thing. Where we come from.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
We teach our children pagan things. We don't teach them true Christianity. We don't teach them our heritage and why it's so important. We don't teach them that. And we need to teach them their heritage. You know, it don't matter if you're black, white, green, blue, purple. You have a history. And we need to teach the children the true significance, the true history.
But, you know, right now, I'm talking about them old songs, that song. And then see, I'm talking about, you know, you see, you couldn't always walk around here with your pants hanging down, your knee, just because your white buddy up over there did it.
Oh no.
You know what I'm saying? See, and this is to the parents. You know, a lot of you all, you know, didn't come up through it. You know, but see, your mother, the mothers, your grandmother, your grandfather, you know, your uncles from your aunt, you know. Remember the time that we couldn't drink out of a fountain downtown?
Yeah.
You know?
Act like they try to head back there.
You know what? You know what? Shoot, you better watch it. See, our people need to know this. You know, every black family needs to have a library in their home if they don't have nothing in it but roots.
So, woo! But we don't show movies like that until quote unquote Black History Month.
Yeah,
but if you show it, then it's more about Martin Luther King, more about Malcolm X.
Grandma gone.
You know.
See, grandma gone. You know, they don't have grandma in the house now. You don't have two and three generations living in the house now like you said. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, the village can't raise a child now.
Woo! You touch somebody else's kid, you're in trouble.
You know, they can't.
Heck, if you touch your own kid, you're in trouble.
You know,
so hey.
You know, so, you know, the church, that's the only place that we still really have.
Yeah.
Hell. You know, send your child. If you can't pick your child, send your child. You know, where they can get that foundation. You mad at somebody. You got a church right around mad at somebody that belongs to go there.
Yeah.
You're driving 30 miles when you feel like it. But your child is the one suffering.
But you know.
You know, let him go on down there with his friends at church. You know, you ain't going nowhere.
But you know what? You got to let them build a relationship. You got to build a relationship with Jesus. And if you truly desire to have a relationship with Jesus, but you have not been doing your best, you know, then we encourage you to enter into a personal relationship with Jesus right now.
Yes.
You know, we are standing before him now.
Yes.
You know, we sort of straight a little bit on the too. We want you to keep your life here right now of all my sins. I believe in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
that Jesus died on the cross for my sins. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is my Savior. I believe that he rose again on the third day and is seated in heaven with God. I accept you now, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior of my life.
My life.
Amen.
Amen.
And if you repeat that prayer, if you accept Jesus and welcome to the family,
Amen.
He loves you and God loves you. There's nothing you can do about you.
Amen.
You know, nothing else. Yes. That is until now. Be blessed. He loves you.